Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A child sex abuse scandal which revealed men had trafficked, groomed and raped young girls has returned to the political agenda in the UK. Last night, a proposed Conservative amendment to the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill calling for a grooming gangs inquiry was voted down in the Commons. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has come under increasing pressure following criticism from Elon Musk about how the scandal is being investigated. Well, I'm joined now by Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor at the Financial Times. And just to warn you, we will be discussing topics of a sensitive nature in the next couple of minutes. Lucy, thank you for being with us this morning. And it's worth asking you to take us back to how the scandal initially unfolded some years ago and the prosecutions then that resulted from it.
Well, this is a scandal that has been going on in towns primarily across the north of England, but, you know, some outside that label, including Cornwall and in Bristol, that have been going on since the late 90s, early noughties and early 2010s, and was essentially blown open by the Times newspaper when it first reported on the rape gangs that had been operating in Rotherham. Since then, we have seen prosecutions absolutely take place. There's court evidence that grooming gangs have seen prosecutions in up to 50 towns in the UK. There have been a number of local inquiries, and it has been touched on, although not the sole focus, the national inquiry too.
So now it's back on the political agenda, and it's worth explaining why that has happened.
In one sense, this has been a bit of a bolt from the blue. You know, we've just had a whole series of predictions about what 2025 holds. I know you have on RTE as well, and nobody predicted that the beginning of the year would be dominated in Westminster by this scandal. But it has been picked up by the far right in the UK, who have been very keen to emphasise the racial element. And it is factually correct that most of the perpetrators involved in this particular pattern of rape gangs are men of Pakistani origin. But that said, so it has been picked up by far-right activists. Tommy Robinson has been trying to draw attention to it. The person that really drew it back into the spotlight was Elon Musk. He clearly didn't know much about it before. He has been tweeting madly about the issue. And off the back of his intervention and this stirring up a big debate again in the UK, both Reform UK and the Conservative Party are now also trying to up the ante in Westminster by calling for a new national inquiry focusing solely on this issue.
So why has Elon Musk made that call? What part of the jigsaw puzzle does he say is missing or has been overlooked?
Well, he says there's been a cover-up based on political correctness and a desire not to draw attention to the uncomfortable racial elements of this scandal. He also thinks, you know, it fits in with his free speech agenda, that people have been cowed from speaking freely about this scandal. And, you know, we've seen this wider antipathy he has towards the UK government, the Labour Party, and Keir Starmer in particular. He's accused him of, you know, making the UK tax system Stalinesque. He said that civil war is inevitable in the UK. He's criticised what he calls two-tier policing, this suggestion that the police treat people of some communities more leniently than others on the grounds of political correctness. So it fits in with his wider worldview or his wider view about the UK, certainly. And of course, Keir Starmer has a particular relevance to this scandal because he was the director of public prosecutions in 2013 when it all kicked off. And despite some of the incorrect information spread online by Elon Musk, in fact, Keir Starmer led the first prosecution of perpetrators in the Rochdale scandal. And he led reforms at the Crown Prosecution Service that overhauled the way that these kind of crimes are investigated and paved the way for reviews of historic cases of child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. So that has happened. There have been several inquiries, haven't there, into the entire scandal. But the calls right now centre on whether there should be a national inquiry specifically into schools.
Yes, I mean, it's been a lot of back and forth on this because the government say we've already had a 7-year inquiry led by Professor Alexis Jay into child sexual exploitation, which concluded in 2022. In fact, that touched on this issue, but it was much wider. It actually focused far more on the Catholic Church, on the abuse of children in foster homes and so forth. So people feel it hasn't really grappled with this issue, you know, with a sole focus on it. And in particular, it was seen to have skirted the racial element of the perpetrators involved in this particular kind of grooming gang. But then you've got the counter-argument put forward by the government, who so far are resisting plans to launch a fresh inquiry, saying what we need now is action. They point to the argument made by Alexis J herself that she made 20 recommendations, none of which have yet been implemented more than 2 years on from her report. And the key thing now is not more reviews, not more research, more studies, but action, ensuring that her recommendations are implemented to crack down on this scandal ever happening again.
Now, it's just interesting, isn't it, that the Conservatives are so concerned about this and they're piling on so much pressure when they were in power for so long. And if a national inquiry were to happen, then surely it should have been instigated by them.
Well, quite. And that is the argument made by Keir Starmer. There was a lot of knockabout in the House of Commons at Prime Minister's questions yesterday over this very serious issue, which, you know, Kemi Badenoch challenged the Prime Minister on it. And Starmer hit back saying, you know, you didn't bring this up once, you know, in Parliament during your 8 years on the front bench as a minister. You know, your party was in power for 14 long years. Why did you not launch this this national inquiry? And there's also been other sort of back and forth punch and judy politics about particular local inquiries, because one thing that the Tories have leapt on is Labour's refusal recently for Whitehall to lead an inquiry into Oldham, a town outside Greater Manchester, which has asked for the central government to lead this probe. And it turns out that the Tories also rejected the same request made by Oldham several years ago. So there's a lot of mudslinging going on.
So what do you think is going to happen? Will the Labour government have to bend to pressure here or continue to resist?
It's a really good question. This issue doesn't show sign of anything of going away anytime soon. It's absolutely heartbreaking and sickening, frankly, to read any details of the kind of the activities of these grooming gangs. So it's easy to see how it galvanizes people when they start to look into it, by whom I mean, you know, ordinary members of the public, campaigners, politicians. And I have noticed that this week we've seen a slight change in the government's language and rhetoric when they're talking about a national inquiry. They are now saying if new facts come to light, that could be grounds for an inquiry. So to my mind, the jury is still out on whether we might see them bend and announce a national inquiry.
Lucy, thank you very much. Lucy Fisher there, Whitehall editor at the Financial Times. Now, coming up next, the wife of former Senator Jimmy Hart on how his condition has regressed after an acquired brain injury meant he had to live in a nursing home. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.